Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Did you know that more than 113,000 children are waiting to be adopted from foster care? Ellie was one of them. When she was placed in foster care at 16 after experiencing significant abuse, she felt unlovable. Thankfully, Ellie was adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Today, she's planning on college and has a bright future. But more than 20,000 teens age out of care every year. You can help. Visit DaveThomasFoundation.org/learn more.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
The NFC Championship Preview and Picks for the NFL Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, a sports betting research platform for parlays, props, game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com, code SGPN, to get 15% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head over to Cut.com. KUTT.com, promo code SGPN to get a 10% deposit bonus today. We're also brought to you by the SGPN merch store. Get over there 15% off everything in the store until the end of the playoffs with the promo code PLAYOFFS.
I'm just about that action, boss.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to the NFL Gambling Podcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Well, here we are, Thursday, January the 25th. It is the final four. We started with 32. Now we're down to four. If you're wondering who you're listening to, I am Moneyline Mac, a.k.a. That's the other show. Moneyline Mac. That's what I am on this show. He is J-Mark Football, a.k.a. Old Fashioned Football. This is a problem when you do too many shows. I mean, we do the college experience. We do old-fashioned football. You know, you mix and match. I am still the former video coordinator for Bob Huggins and Frank Martin, but that's mainly on the college experience. This is the NFL Gambling Podcast. I'm just Moneyline Mac over here. But he's J-Mark Football, a.k.a. old-fashioned football. What's up, man?
Hey, man, you can be whoever you want to be. I believe that.
I'm in the playoffs, like Ron Rivera.
That's right. It's national. I mean, you said Mr. Old Fashioned. It's not an old fashioned, but it's National Irish Coffee Day.
Oh, yeah.
I've got my Keeper's Heart Irish American here in my coffee, so I am set to go. And I can't believe we're one game. Well, I guess two games, technically. We're two games away from the Super Bowl.
It's sad. Like I said, and I think I said this 2-3 weeks ago, or I think it was week 18, I was like, man, cherish these games, because before you know it, we're not going to have them, and we're not going to have football again until September. But go check out our recap show. We recapped the divisional round, where on Saturday, the Ravens defeated the Texans, the Niners defeated the Packers. Sunday, the Lions defeated the Buccaneers, and unfortunately for us, the Chiefs prevailed, and they defeated our Buffalo, at least my Buffalo Bills. So, J-Mark, initial thoughts as we head into Championship Sunday. A good doubleheader, 3 Eastern over on CBS. We will get Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs headed to Baltimore to take on Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. Two guys that are going to have multiple MVPs, it sounds like, because I think Lamar is going to win it again. And then in the nightcap, we got Jared Goff, Dan Campbell, the biting kneecaps, Detroit Lions, a magical season, headed west to the Bay Area to take on Brock Purdy, Kyle Shanahan, that defense, and that talented roster in the San Francisco 49ers. Thoughts as we have 3 NFL games left for the whole year?
Man, I think both these games should be really good. I mean, I know that sounds obvious, but I think they all just match up well, and it's going to be really interesting. Like the game we're going to talk about, Detroit's run defense is really, really good. And 49ers, I mean, they're built on running the ball with Christian McCaffrey. So it's going to be interesting to see how they game plan around that, especially with maybe Debo being hurt. And then Ravens Bills. I mean, do you root for the Chiefs to get their dynasty? Does Lamar get his first? I mean, there's so many storylines there for the Lions. I mean, getting their first Super Bowl, Goff getting there with the Lions, taking them there, and then Mr. Irrelevant potentially getting in the Super Bowl just 2 years after he's Mr. Irrelevant is pretty crazy.
Well, and you could potentially have you sneak peeked it where you could have a Super Bowl rematch from 4 years ago where we had one of the more exciting Super Bowls before the whole world shut down was that Chiefs and Niners Super Bowl, kind of the last one. That was the last major sporting event before everything went haywire and everybody lost their minds. But it you look at it, man, Kansas City's going to have a shot. I know we're diving in the NFC, but if you're just chalking it up that Baltimore is going to pound them because they're the one seed, good luck, man. I think if Baltimore does get it done, it's going to be a hard-fought game. You're not just going to walk all over Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid. As much as we don't like the Chiefs, man, you got to respect and tip your cap. They always find a fucking way to win these games, kind of like that team in New England for all those years with Brady and Belichick.
Yeah, for sure. I almost wonder if some of the Travis Kelce retirement rumors, because it's not been confirmed or denied necessarily. I mean, why isn't he the one behind those, just kind of releasing it, say to somebody, hey, release this, because he knows that's going to fire the team up. Hey, this may be Trav's last year. We got to get it done for him. Yeah. Speaking of Travis Kelce real quick, I saw that he almost went to play basketball for your West Virginia Mountaineers. Did you see this story?
Yeah, I've known about this for years.
Have you?
It's
his dad. His dad said, "You made a fucking commitment. You stick."
He would have been a hell of a basketball player, just his size, athleticism. But yeah, we could have used him. But I think he chose the right one, and now he's a Swiftie. So
yeah, exactly.
So he's not going to be playing basketball. He can play basketball here in a couple of weeks because he might be unemployed, or not even unemployed, but he'll be retired and he'll just be on the Swiftie tour for the next year. So I'll be interested. I'll make a prediction right now. I bet you Kelce retires and comes back after a year, just like Gronkowski did.
Yeah, I think so.
Let the body heal.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know if maybe he wants to retire because his brother's likely retiring and maybe they do some sort of media thing together. I mean, they already got the podcast that people love. So maybe they dive into media together. I don't know. But yeah, I could see him coming back too. Because, I mean, he's older, but he still plays at a pretty high level. I know we saw him take a little step back this year. He's still, I mean, fantasy football wise, second, third best tight end that you could have. I mean, dude's still a beast.
Yeah, he is a beast. And before we dive into the game, let's talk a little off the field right now. So Jim Harbaugh, we got some coaching vacancies finally filled. Harbaugh going to L.A. Herbert's out of excuses now. If he doesn't find a way to fucking get a couple playoff runs, and you need to start looking internally in the mirror and saying, is he the actual guy, the franchise quarterback that we kind of crowned him to be? Earlier today, it sounds like Dave Canales, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, he is going to take the Carolina job. He's staying in division. I thought he did a great job with Baker in that offense this year. Belichick, it seems like Atlanta is going to be the destination, but still TBD.
It's weird to me that he hasn't been swiped up, because now I'm hearing that Bobby Slowick, the Texans offensive coordinator, is in Atlanta today. And a lot of people are saying they'll be surprised if he leaves without a contract or an agreement. So then what does Bill Belichick do? I mean, this is crazy.
Well, and it seems like, what's his name? Ben Johnson, the Lions offensive coordinator, is going to get the Skins job. So yeah, that's another one off the book. I'm surprised that Philly, Dallas, and Buffalo, none of them made changes. That kind of shocked me, especially when you have arguably the greatest head coach of all time out there. You got Mike Vrabel out there. You got Pete Carroll out there.
Yeah.
Are you shocked by that?
I am. Especially with the Bill Belichick. I mean, a legendary coach. I don't know if maybe the owners and the GMs that are already in place, just they don't want to deal with the ego. I don't know. I can't even wrap my mind around why he has not been hired yet.
It is wild. And I just saw that report that you're talking about, that it seems like Belichick, I don't know, he may not get a job. I think you may be right. I'm kind of surprised by this. It's the other thing, and Schefter did make a good point. You remember when Brady retired? Nobody really wanted Brady other than Tampa and I think Vegas, but then they ended up sticking with Carr. So it's kind of been weird that arguably the greatest coach and the greatest quarterback of all time, when they hit it late in their careers, nobody wanted them. So I don't know. Just food for thought before we dive into this NFC Championship game.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, before we do so, we are brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is a great way to play along and stack winners on top of winners. J Mark and promo code SGPN right there. Watch on YouTube.com/the NFL Gambling Podcast. 100% deposit match up to $100. J Mark, what are we thinking about here?
Yeah, we can dive into some of these a little bit more in depth, but they are running a promo right now for the next 75 hours, so go grab it. Christian McCaffrey, more than half a rushing yard. Hopefully that's not like a jinx, like Aaron Rodgers was jinxed of needing more than half a passing yard and never got it before the season started. I mean, that's an obvious one that you got to jump on, and you can wrap that up with various bets that we're going to kind of talk about here, or various entries that we're going to talk about. So, yeah, jump on that. It's only available for 75 more hours.
You heard the man. Get over there, get down on the action, and maybe make a little bit of cash over on Prize Picks. And They're great. Just get over there. They got the reboot policy in case your guy gets injured. PrizePicks.com/SGPN. Code SGPN for a first deposit match up to $100. That is PrizePicks.com/SGPN. Code SGPN. PrizePicks Daily Fantasy Sports. Made easy.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All righty, we're back on the NFL Gambling Podcast. All right, man, enough beating around the bush. Let's dive into the game. We have the night game. Go check out Terrell and Scott. They're going to dive into the matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and Baltimore Ravens. I think everybody already knows where Terrell's going to be. He's going to be on the Chiefs because he picks them every week. The San Francisco 49ers come in. Obviously, red hot. They gave off an elimination last week. They find a way. They're laying 7. I'm seeing the over under at 51.5. There is a 7.5 out there at a former sponsor. So shop around if you want the Lions, and there is a 7.5 out there. Before we give out our picks and kind of our angles, J-Mark, just initial thoughts on the matchup between the Niners and Niners and Lions. First thing that comes to mind for me is this kind of might be a track meet.
Yeah, 100% agree. I mean, both teams very good at stopping the run. Niners better at stopping the pass, obviously, than the Lions. The Niners were 14th against the pass. Lions 31st, terrible against the pass. But the Niners are built more as a run-first team, whereas the Lions, I mean, they're probably one of the most balanced teams in football. They were last year. I didn't see the stats this year, but last year it was 51% pass, 49% rush. Most balanced team. Seems like it's been more of that this year. So yeah, I think the way to take advantage of both these defenses is going to be in the air. And I think that's going to lead to some high scoring. I'm all over the over on this one as well. I know we're not necessarily picking totals, but definitely
we're
on
diving
the over.
Into it all. We're diving into it all. And another note, this is not going to be a playoff weather. They're calling for 70 fucking degrees. This is awful. I was pissed off when I saw this. The other game, at least in Baltimore, it's going to be around 40. So that's some football weather. But my initial thing, man, 49ers, basically the best offense in the league. And the Lions, obviously a top five unit themselves, is I don't see how the Lions stop them defensively. I think the Lions are going to be able to move the ball, but I think the Niners kind of found a way. They survived every playoff run. I think the favorite has to survive one game where you don't have it. They didn't have it when Debo went out. Yeah. It kind of took the air out of the building. I think their offense didn't run the same way it was. The Packers did have success on the ground. Aaron Jones going for 18 rushers for 108 yards. The Lions should be able to run the ball with Gibbs, but this is more so, I know it's in warm weather, but I don't trust Jared Goff away from the domes. It still is going to be on grass. I trust this Niners team. Kyle Shanahan to scheme some things up, get McCaffrey going early, get Debo going early. I know he's going to be questionable. He's going to play. This is the NFC Championship. If you're questionable, you're going to play. And I think that opens up the passing game with Kittle and Ayuk, and they get some big chunk plays. And I just – it's more a fade on the Lions' defense that I don't think they're going to be able to stop this Niners juggernaut offense after last week was a little bit of a disappointing effort. I look for them to right the ship. So I'm going to lay the 7. I'm going to lay the 7. I don't think they're going to win by like 30. Don't get me wrong. It's the NFC Championship. I think I'll stay tuned on the score. Let me think of a score. I think they get a late touchdown to put it away is more so my angle.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with you that the Lions are not going to be able to stop the 49ers. And at the same time, I think the Lions are going to be able to pull a little bit from what the Packers did. The Packers moved the ball a lot better than we both expected on the 49ers. And I think the Lions are going to be able to pull from that a little bit. The biggest thing for me, I mean, obviously both these teams, they've had great historic runs this year. They've done well. Niners have been in the conversation for a couple of years now. It's just been some injury mishaps, some quarterback play. The Lions coming out of, I won't say nowhere, because they really started heating up last year, right? But they really poured it on this year, and they're feisty. This Lions team is feisty, and that starts with their head coach, Dan Campbell. I mean, you just look at the dude, and you know you don't want to meet him in the back of an alley. You don't want to piss him off. You don't want to put the line that he's huge, and just that energy. He's got kind of that macho energy, right, that he alpha type stuff that he brings to the field. I think the Niners win this game. I think that they, if you're looking at just money lines, I'm taking them. But I think it's a 6-point win. I'm taking the Lions to cover the 7. I love it. If you can get it at 7.5, I like that even better, obviously. But yeah, I could see this being just a 6-point game, because I do think it's going to be a feisty, feisty game.
Yeah, I'm with you. Do you think it's a comeback win, or do you think they let up at the end and Detroit backdoors it to lose by 6?
That's kind of how I see it going. Niners have a strong lead most of the game, and then Detroit kind of pours it on a little bit. Though, I mean, historically, even this year, the Niners tend to let up towards the end. Unless they're playing the Bears, when they come back from 17 points and with like 5 minutes or something stupid left like that. God, we should have beat them. not still bitter, I promise. But yeah, and Serial pointing out team total for the Niners, 28.5. What do you think on that?
I like the over, and I'm just looking at it too for just the last three games. And one of the games was Mullins. The Vikings were only able to score 20. The Rams were only 23, and the Bucks were 23, but all three had over 400 yards of offense. The Bucks moved the ball at will as well last week, and the Rams cause costly turnovers that ultimately helped the line. So a little bend but don't break, but I don't think they're going to be able to bend and not break against the Niners. I think the Niners are going to be able to put the ball in the end zone. They're really good in the red zone. We talked about it. They played tight last week. I think they relax here. I'll go 34-20 Niners onto the Super Bowl.
I like it. I'm thinking 30-24 with the Lions being down 30-17 with like 2 minutes left. They end up getting that touchdown to close the gap and backdoor cover. And all the Niners bettors are like, what the fuck? but at that point, the Niners are just focused on the Super Bowl and staying healthy. So they let Detroit in one last time there. I think if we're thinking of losing, you know, the losing team, this is a much more disappointing loss and more devastating if Niners lose, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, this is house money for the Lions fan. I mean, I know Cereal's in the chat. Cereal, this is as good as it gets. Like at the same time, J-Mark too, you can't always assume you're going to get back. We keep talking about Josh Allen and the Bills going to the AFC title game. What was it, 2020? They haven't been back. So the Jaguars, we thought that they'd be a shoo-in to get back to the AFC divisional round. They didn't make the fucking playoffs. So
right.
You just don't really know. And if you have an opportunity, it's hard to swallow when you're this close to getting to the Super Bowl. But if you're the Niners, man, you can't lose this game. You have the best roster in football. I guess you can make the argument for the Ravens. I'd still say top to bottom, it's the Niners. The Niners have to get this done. They haven't been to the Super Bowl since that Kansas City game that I talked about. They last year was a disappointing game in Philly because they got injured. What's his name? Purdy got injured, and then Josh Johnson got injured, and then they ran wildcat with Christian McCaffrey the rest of the game. And then the year before that, man, they're kicking themselves in that Rams NFC title game because they were the better team that day and they collapsed on the stretch. They probably think that they should have won the Super Bowl that year. So this is the third straight NFC title game in 3 years. I think they get this one done. I think this is the one where they erase all those demons and they get across the finish line. And it's the first one they've had at home since they beat the shit out of the Packers in 2019, which I know you loved every second of that.
Every time.
Yeah.
I agree with you. This is the Niners game to win. I think they do win. I just see Detroit staying feisty.
Yeah, I hope we get a good game. I'm thinking another game that's in my mind, that Kansas City Buffalo game that I talked about, where the team, you could tell the team that had been there before versus the team where the moment was too big on the road. It still is too big because they keep losing the fucking Chiefs. So, right. but yeah, hopefully the Lions will be able to get back if they do fall. I wouldn't mind seeing the Lions win. I picked the Lions to go to the Super Bowl at the beginning of the playoffs, but now that I just see the matchup and the way those games played out last week, I like the matchup better for San Francisco. Let's get to some props. All right. What do we want to kick off with? Do we want to kick off with some ATDs, anytime touchdowns?
I got a 33-1 loaded right now for anytime touchdowns.
Who we got?
So we got Christian McCaffrey. That's an easy one, right?
Yeah, he's like minus 340, isn't he?
Yeah. Something like that. George Kittle, because it's playoff Kittle right now. He's playing at a high level.
I like it.
Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery was the kind of the touchdown king in Detroit all year, but playoffs, Gibbs has really taken over. And then Josh Reynolds, the Niners are really good at covering your slot guys, your tight ends. It's those outside receivers that sometimes they struggle with. And anytime touchdowns, this is looking at Hall of Fame bets, which if you don't have, get it. The Niners are 22nd in allowing anytime touchdowns to outside wide receivers. So I could see it being him because they're going to focus on stopping Amon-Ra. They're going to focus on stopping Sam Laporta. Josh Reynolds has really started to pick up his play these last couple of games. He had 80 yards against the Rams, only 27 against the Bucks, but he did get a touchdown. So, McCaffrey, Kittle, Gibbs, and Reynolds, which is 33-1. And I am placing my bet now for everybody that says, oh, you gave out a loser. Well, I'm putting my money on it too. So
there you go. I like it. Anytime touchdown guys I'm looking at. I know they just signed Ertz. I don't think Ertz is going to get in the end zone. I'm going to go Debo. Debo plus 100. I think Debo, he's back. I think it's going to be a statement to get him involved. I like Kittle at 100-1. I'm not touching McCaffrey at minus 340. He probably gets in there, obviously. He gets in every fucking game. But I'm not laying that kind of juice. On the Lions side, if I had to pick somebody, Reynolds had that big touchdown last week. He's 10-1 right now.
Yeah.
I like St. Brown, man. He's always golf's go-to guy when the game's hard. He's always open. So I got to get some of Armand St. Brown. He's at plus 130. So those would be the three guys I'm going to get down on and make a profit as long as two out of the three hit. I think all three can hit. So
yeah,
I'll lay it with those. Real quick, I forgot to get us paid before we dive into the first-time touchdown and any over-under on yardage props that J-Mark likes. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and legal in 40 states. Head over to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a deposit bonus today. Also brought to you by those Hall of Fame bets that Jay Mark was talking about. Win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of Fame bets. Research every NFL, NBA, soccer with historical data. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame bets to craft a more intelligent, data-driven parlay. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching. Start winning with the Hall of Fame Bets. And last but not least, we're brought to you by the SGPN Merch Store. 15% off everything in the store now to the end of the playoffs. Promo code PLAYOFFS. We're competing against every other show for a bonus. So get over there and help our shows out. And get your favorite item. Come on, get down. Let's go. All righty. We're back on the NFL Gambling Podcast. Cyril, you read my mind. I was just about to say, if it gets late and golf's trying to squeeze it into a window, Niners plus 380 is what I'm seeing for anytime touchdown.
I like it. We got a couple others in the chat here. Nick Fortune saying Laporta, Kittle, anytime touchdown, going with those Iowa tight ends. Goff and Purdy, two passing touchdowns. CMC, anytime touchdown. And over points is 11 to 1. I like that.
I like it too.
And then Steven saying Purdy, two plus touchdowns. Kittle, Ayuk, CMC receiving yards. Goff, 255 and a half plus. San Francisco to cover and over San Francisco's team total on his, it's 30 and a half. That's 40 to one, even juicier.
Boom. I love it. Here, let's run through it this way. I'll read off the over unders. We'll go off DraftKings because they are the most recent sponsor on the NFL Gambling Podcast. Brock Purdy passing yards, 278 and a half.
278 and a half.
Yeah, that's high.
That is high. You can get it at Prize Picks for 276 and a half. And I still think that's high. I know Detroit's defense is bad. I get that against the pass. They're 31st for yards versus quarterbacks. But Brock Purdy hasn't hit this in the last four games. I got Hall of Fame bets at, open right now. Last four games, he's not gone over this mark. You got to go back to December 10th against Seattle. I don't see him getting over that. I think they want to try to control the clock a little bit, even though we think it's going to be a track meet. They're still going to want to get the run involved in there. They're going to mix things up. There's going to be some reverses with Debo. So I think that's too high. I'm on the under.
I'm going to go over because of over the narrative all week that he's a system quarterback. He's going to be the reason they lose. I think it's a fuck you game from Brock Purdy. I think he's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder this week. So I'm going to go over. I think he gets into 300s. I mean, they got torched by Baker last week. I think Purdy and Baker are very similar. So I think they open it up and Purdy cooks, as they say. Goff, 260 and a half. What do you think?
And just another inside. I know we already talked about Hall of Fame bets, but I do love Hall of Fame bets. Last three, he's gone over 260 and a half 100% of the time. Last five, 80% of the time. Last 10, 60%. And then on the season, he's 58% going over 260 and a half. Last time he didn't was against Minnesota, where he had 257. You have to drop to December 10th again that we just talked about for the Niners against Chicago when he only had 161. I think they're going to have to pass to keep up. So I'm going to take the over on Goff.
Take the over as well. I don't love it though. Same. McCaffrey, 85 and a half over.
This is the one that's tough for me because the Lions are actually first ranked against rushing yards to running backs, but it is Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. So, I mean, that's what makes it so tough for me. It's like, do you go for the unstoppable guy or the immovable object of the defense there? I'm going to zag a little bit. I'm going to say under, and Detroit gives up the 18th most receiving yards to running backs. I think McCaffrey does it in the air, not on the ground.
I like that angle. You know what? You swayed me. I'll go under with you because I said a big day from Purdy.
Yeah.
I think they limit McCaffrey's touches for the Super Bowl. The load management here, you know, even though they're not load managing in the NFC title game. It was a joke, everybody. But I think they do air it out more. Both Lions running backs, I'm seeing Montgomery, 43 and a half, Gibbs, 47 and a half. You can run on the Niners. You can run on the Niners ever since they got fucking Chase Young.
Right. What was Monty's again? 44 and a half?
43 and a half.
43. All right. I mean, he's hitting that at an 81% success on the season, but 33% the last three. However, I think this is kind of a bounce back. He did not look good against the Bucks. Jahmyr Gibbs really came in and took over. Monty is a vet. I think this is kind of a bounce back for him where he gets those tough grinded out yards. So I'm going to take the over on Monty.
I like Monty too. I'll take the bounce back. I like that angle. I like Gibbs over too, man. He can break it in one play, one or two plays. That guy is just so explosive. I think the Lions will definitely try and run the football. That'll be their way of trying to stay in the game. So I'll take over on both those backs, under on McCaffrey for us. Receiving.
Just real quick for Gibbs, I really like his receiving yards. Niners are 24th in giving receiving yards to running backs. They're the 24th worst. So I like taking Gibbs in that receiving game because they like to get him involved in many different ways.
Yeah. Well, you stole it right from me because it was about a name off the lines here. I got St. Brown, 83.5. I got Gibbs at 22.5. You're on the over. You've already said that. Jameson Williams, 28.5. Josh Reynolds, 35.5. And our guy, Sam Laporta, at 49.5.
Yeah, I don't love the Amon-Ra St. Brown angle. I think he's a great player, but those are a lot of yards. The Niners are pretty good at covering the slot and covering those speedy type receivers. Like I said, they tend to get more of the outside guys that take advantage of them, but I don't trust Jameson Williams. So that's why I'm going with Josh Reynolds. That's why I took him for my anytime touchdown. I like him over on his yards too.
I agree on St. Brown. He had 14 targets last week. I think the Niners are going to make a conscious effort to try and take him out of the game to the best that they can do. I like Laporta over. I mean, when the game's hard, you always go to your tight end. I like Laporta. I know he's banged up still, but hey, man, he's Laporta. So I like Gibbs as well with you. So I'm on that one. 49ers, Brandon Ayuk, 81.5. They do not have Debo out yet because he's technically questionable. You got George Kittle, 61.5. Christian McCaffrey, 37.5. Overall, McCaffrey, you've already said that one, and I agree with you there. Yep.
And I like over on Kittle. Detroit's 22nd against tight ends, also 20th in allowing anytime touchdowns. So that's why I like him as a touchdown. Ayuk's line seems high, but he's just got those games where he pops off too, especially if Debo's on the field and they're accounting for Debo. So that's a big thing to me. If Debo doesn't play, I don't necessarily like Ayuk's as much. If Debo does play, I like Ayuk's line, but I like Kittle's either way and Christian McCaffrey's.
I like over on all of them. I'm with you, especially on those other two. But I like Ayuk too because Mike Evans was open the entire day the other day against this Lions secondary. So I like same with Puka Nacua. I think there's holes in that secondary. I think Ayuk, those crossing patterns where Purdy does a beautiful job of just dumping it over the zone coverage. I think there's big chunk plays to be had tomorrow, or Sunday, that is. So I'll take over on Ayuk. See what happens when Debo. You may want to wait on Ayuk because if he is cleared, that number may come down. But yeah, we'll see. So
yeah, Ayuk. So his average is 80.8 receiving yards a game. Last two, though, 32 and 25. But before that, he was over 100 two games. So that's why he's just he's really hit and miss, it seems like.
Agreed. Real quick, before we get into Lock Dog, let's talk the other game. Any last bets you want to throw out here on this NFC title game? This is the worst part about only having two games is you're just digging for so much. I like the volume, man. I like when there's more games.
Yeah, so this does involve both games, and credit to Mr. Fortune. He's the one that pointed it out to me, and I really liked it. Let me see if I can find it here. Here we go. Each team to score one-plus rushing touchdown in both championship games. So it's 5-1. You know, you think the Lions, they run the ball a lot around the red zone. The Niners have Christian McCaffrey, who could always break one open and score. Yep. Ravens obviously run the ball a shit ton. And the Chiefs, I think that they're going to try to get Pacheco involved at that red zone. So I really like that one at 5-1.
I like that one too. I'm going to actually bet that as we speak. So official pick for the AFC title game. Do you have one?
Chiefs cover, Ravens win.
Chiefs win. I think the Chiefs get it done again. I think they find a way. They Lamar doesn't have a good day. Lamar has some turnovers. And Mahomes has the ball last and they went on a field goal. So Yeah.
I'm still sitting on my Ravens at 7.5 to 1 to win the Super Bowl. Why are you trying to ruin that? Come on.
Well, the fucking Mahomes fucking ruined all my Bills futures last week. Now it's time to ruin yours.
There you go.
I mean, yeah, I just think that's going to be a fantastic game. Like I said, I'd be really, really surprised if it was a blowout.
Do you think the defenses on all four teams will hold strong and there'll be a lot of field goals?
Yes. Not so much. I don't think Detroit will.
Okay. And say, because you can get each team to score 2+ field goals in the championship games at 12-1, kind of like that too. Just, I mean, at 12-1, you can just sprinkle a little bit on it. Doesn't have to be a lot. And it's one of those things like, hey, I lost $5, or hey, shit, I won 65, you know?
I like looking at Kansas City, like their box score last week was not good in terms of they were on the field defensively for like 80 plays of the game, but I'm just not going against that culture. In big games, when the Ravens, like the Bills with Lamar, have not proven they can win the big game yet. Everybody's crowning the Ravens because they beat CJ Stroud and D'Amico Ryans, who's a rookie head coach and a rookie quarterback. This is a whole different step up.
It is.
Taking on arguably, well, definitely now the best coach in the NFL and definitely the best fucking quarterback. He's shout out to Flager 2 Spew. He had a tough loss on the Temple Owls last night. They fucking led. So hopefully, yeah, let's hit a winner tonight. Let's go North Texas over SMU so that your daughter doesn't have to eat hard boiled eggs again.
I'm adding that to that parlay. North Texas
in the Battle of Dallas. All right, J Mark, let's get into lock dog and there's no tease opportunities, really. lock.
Oh, man. This is...
I think we both like the over, right?
Yeah, there you go. I was going to say, I like the Lions to cover, but I don't know if I like it so much to lock it. I like locking the over. That's a good one.
Yeah, so we're both on the over in that game. Let me look at an alt line for my dog.
You look at that. I'll give mine out. Dog, first touchdown scorer. I thought I placed a bet on him last week, only to find out it didn't submit. George Kittle, 7.5 to 1. I think he does it again.
I like it. I like that. Alt line with San Francisco. If they blow this thing open late, let's go 13.5. Actually, what if we go? 14.5. No, I think they win by 14. So San Francisco minus 13.5, +166 for my dog.
Nice.
All right. Nice.
Oops. Juke pointing out as Broncos fan, kills him softly when he hears about KC and how good they are, only because he can't argue it.
Dude, it is what it is. It's last week, I was so sure they were going to lose finally. I was like, this is the time. And they won. And I just watched that whole game. And Mahomes was just completely in control. Hostile environment. Never phased. I'm just like, Tom Brady. This feels like the Tom Brady thing all over again. We'll see if the Ravens can get it done. The Ravens are the most talented team in that conference. I think they do have a better defense than the Bills. But it just feels like whenever you get pressure on Mahomes, he finds a way to get out of it, and then he's most dangerous because then he's got his eyes downfield, and he's finding either Kelsey or one of those receivers. And all of a sudden, the receivers are catching the ball now. All season, they didn't catch the ball. It was the fucking Bills who dropped the balls. Cough, right. Cough, fucking Stephon bitch-ass Diggs after all that bitching he did in the offseason. Oh, I'm still so fucking pissed. Yeah, Steve makes a good point. They were getting fucking snowballs thrown at them in the entire game. I mean, Baltimore's going to be hostile, but it won't be like Buffalo. Juke. Seven nightmares of Kelsey being naked. Which Kelsey? The other Kelsey? Oh, man. The script's in. Niners, Chiefs. Here we go again. What's that parlay? Maybe I'll give that as my dog. Nah, I like the alt line. I like the outline.
Well, now you got me curious, though, because I have Niners-Ravens as parlays.
This might not be a bad hedge for you, man.
Right?
If you go Niners-Chiefs, that's plus 250 money lines.
It's not bad.
The logo does say Ravens and Niners.
It's true.
But Taylor Swift is outlaying the fucking and Jason Kelsey's outlaying that stupid logo, in my opinion. That's the real script. The fucking, it's the Swifty and Kelsey world, and we're all just fucking living in it, unfortunately.
It's true.
Yeah. Go Ravens. They're going to break everybody's heart. Everybody's going to be so pissed when Mahomes does it again.
Can you imagine all the Swifties? Especially, we saw so many like new Swifties start watching football because they're such fanatics of Taylor Swift that they have to watch it now that she's dating Travis Kelce. And now the heartbreak of them not making the Super Bowl would just be, I don't know, it'd be awesome.
Well, I kind of think they just want the Chiefs in the Super Bowl just so that they can have that on the stage, but kind of me thinks they want the Chiefs to lose in the Super Bowl so they can see the memes of Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce crying out to the game. That actually might be the way to go, where the Chiefs lose in the Super Bowl to the Niners. I will be rooting for that. I can tell you what, if it is Chiefs, I don't even know if I want to fucking go to a Super Bowl party. I dealing with all the people talking about Taylor Swift and not the football. I hate the Super Bowl. I'm not going to lie. Cause it's like everything that like we don't like, it's not even about the football game. They happen to be playing a football game, but all the fucking show is so annoying.
I don't go to like Super Bowl parties anymore because there are so many like casual people that they just go cause oh, it's a Super Bowl party. And then they talk the whole time. And I'm like, stop it. Stop. Like, I want to watch this game.
I'm trying to watch the game.
Nick saying, do you think Taylor Swift used her witchcraft power to have Diggs not make that catch? Very possible. Steven, when does Taylor show up in a State Farm commercial?
she used her fucking witchcraft for Jason Kelce not to bust his ass when he jumped down on the icy bleachers. Somehow did not fall. Like, that's one of the more impressive athletic stunts of last weekend, is Jason Kelce not busting his ass when he comes flying down drunk as hell. He's clearly drunk. He has his shirt off and it's 10 degrees and he somehow lands it. And I'm like, damn, he's still athletic as shit for that size. That was the most impressive thing of the weekend for me.
Right. Did you hear the conversation between he and his wife where he said, just so you know, I'm jumping out of this with my shirt off. And she goes, no, you aren't. And he said, it's not a question.
He made all the money in that house for all those years. He'd do whatever the hell he wants now. The best is when they were showing Swift and Mahomes' wife. And they're fucking hugging up or whatever the fuck they're doing. You just see Jason Kelce in the background pounding a beer shirtless. I'm like, this guy is living his fucking best life. Good for him. Well earned. I fully endorse him retiring. I think he should really retire from the Eagles. I think it'd be great for him. It'd be great for me because I'm tired of Coach Bush. So let's go, Jason Kelce. I'm a fan of you now, my friend. So, all right. Enough bullshit. J-Mark. Tell everybody where to find you, what we got going over on the old-fashioned football. I can't fucking talk.
Yeah, just check us out at old-fashioned FB. Speaking of Juke and Denver Broncos, we're going to have the official whiskey sponsor of the Broncos, Breckenridge Distillery, on. We got four other distilleries planned right now. Going to do some crossover episodes with some other fantasy shows outside of SGPN just for fun. Talk with them. Get different opinions. We got a lot of stuff planned, so make sure you check it out.
You heard the man. Get over there and subscribe to the Old Fashioned Football. Subscribe to the College Experience. They're every single night picking every single college basketball game. I know everybody's a football fan in here, but you only got three games to gamble on. College basketball, there's fucking 70 of those puppies here tonight, and there's going to be 130 every single Saturday until March. So if you want to get down on some action, college basketball is where it's at. We'll see you guys Monday for the recap and a look ahead to the Super Bowl. We'll see who's in it. All right, everybody. Enjoy the championship Sunday, and we will see you Monday. Let it ride.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.